Unit 7, Sporting Legends. Chapter 1, Who Invented That Sport? Many sports are associated with specific countries. Baseball is considered America's pastime, and Scotland is known as the home of golf. These countries, like others, developed their own national sports and eventually shared their hobbies with the rest of the world. Many theories exist about how baseball extended into Latin America from the north in the 19th century. Some believe the Marines took it to Nicaragua. Others say that oil workers went to Mexico, or sailors brought it to Cuba. However it happened, the region developed a great interest in the game and exported it further to neighboring countries such as Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Panama. Thanks to missionaries, teachers, television, and, more recently, U.S. professional players, the game reached Asian countries and is now played in national leagues in Japan and Korea. It is believed that golf originated in Scotland. As early as the 1400s, pebbles were knocked into rabbit holes using a stick or club. In 1744, the first set of golfing rules and regulations was created in Edinburgh. In the nearby town of St. Andrews, the Society of St. Andrews Golfers was formed, which later became known as the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews. Today, St. Andrews Links is one of the most famous courses in the world. In 1888, a Scotsman named John Reed established the St. Andrews Golf Club in New York. In 1895, the United States Golf Association was formed, and by 1901, there were more than 1,000 golf courses in the U.S. Around this time, golfers from Scotland and England were invited to the U.S. to teach the sport to enthusiastic Americans. Since then, the U.S. has produced some of the world's leading golfers, and the sport now has fans worldwide. Skiing became popular worldwide in the early 20th century. Although the oldest known ski was found in Sweden, it is believed that the people of Norway developed skiing into a sport in the early 1700s. After ski lifts were invented in the 1930s, skiing spread to other countries in Europe and became a popular winter pastime. Not all countries have been as successful at exporting their national pastimes, however. Japan, for example, has never managed to attract as much interest from the rest of the world in sumo wrestling. Nevertheless, for many countries, having a sport to call their own remains a source of great national pride.